can handle the truth. Truth.
The time has finally come for the story to be told that should have been listened to a long time ago. In 1967, on the 8th day of June.
Folks, here we go for the second hour of Your Voice Counts, and thank you, Kat. Go to Songs, USS Liberty. To listen to Kat's songs, and I'll tell you, we've got a couple great guests here, Barton Finesse and Shelton Langford. And Shelton, if you would like to continue on with your thoughts, I'd appreciate it. Go ahead.
Let me see if I can move it a little faster. The whole idea of the entire story at the Pentagon was the approach of this aircraft, and it had to be on a certain line because. The light poles were allegedly knocked down. There was a hole in the E-ring of the Pentagon and a wreckage path of destruction through the Pentagon to the C-ring where it broke out into an alley, supposedly. In order for that aircraft to have been on that course and create that damage path, it had to fly up the east side of Columbia Pike. There is a Citgo gas station between Columbia Pike and the Pentagon. I've used it many times, and the witnesses that saw the airplane go overhead were arrayed along the flight path there north of the Citgo station. The witnesses that the Citizen Investigation Team talked to were all workers at the Pentagon. There were Pentagon policemen. There were two of them. There were people that worked at the Arlington National Cemetery and groundskeepers and that sort of thing. And they described in very great detail what they saw, which was an aircraft flying north of the Citgo station, and it flying in toward the Pentagon. All of them thought the aircraft hit the Pentagon. But upon further investigation, when after all these interviews, fact dawned on the Citizen Investigation Team that in order to create the damage path and in order to hit the light poles that were alleged to be knocked down, the aircraft would have had to have flown south of the Citgo station. Instead, they found that the witnesses were all unanimous in the fact that it flew north of the Citgo station and toward the Pentagon. Well, this is impossible. It's aerodynamically impossible for the aircraft that's seen north of the Citgo station, inbound to the Pentagon, to even hit the first light pole. It couldn't possibly get there. It could not maneuver to get there. And this... fact by itself proves that the Pentagon was not the scene of a plane crash. They identified a witness, another Pentagon police officer who was on the other side of the Pentagon at the time. He heard the explosion, he came outside, and he saw an aircraft flying away. If you have an aircraft flying toward the Pentagon, and it doesn't crash, then it has to go somewhere, and that's where it went. It flew away at treetop level while everybody was looking at the fireball and the explosion. So this accounts for a lot of the anomalies about the Pentagon. Number one, the fact that the wreckage, there are no wings, there's nothing outside the building except some aluminum confetti.
Coming up, then we got a good one going. Very interesting conversation, folks. Listen to this. You got this story. It's just too convincing, and it's just too much evidence not to take in. Support your sponsors, RBN. We'll be right back.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within 3 stones throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to ColoradoRiverLots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
Would you like to reclaim lost health? Are supplements only getting you so far? Hey folks, my name is Franklin. I had a heart attack in 2006 that left me with a damaged valve, working at only 20% capacity and odds against being here now. Then I found RNA Drops, a patented complement formula that creates perfect cells in your body. My perfect cells helped me to regain heart function and more. What could your body do with perfect cells? For a limited time, you can find out for free. Go to franklinsrnadrops.com and get a free mini bottle, valued at $50 on its way. Just pay shipping and handling. While you're there, you can view our growing line of products and hear amazing stories of what these products have done for others. My story is there as well. That's franklinsrnadrops.com. Start reclaiming your health today by giving your body what it needs. I cannot wait to hear what your perfect cells are doing for you. Thank you.
Welcome back. Here we go to Your Voice Counts. Phil Turney, your host, USS Liberty Survivor, 1967. Here we are with the truth as much as we can. You know what? You know what I'm hearing from you is we were false to get us into a war with Iraq. All for the benefit of Israel, because they're the only one who's benefited from that war, just as they have from Afghanistan. Supplies that are coming out right now via Israel that Iran has nuclear weapons and they're going to destroy the world, and that the Congress of the United States has never fully investigated or never will fully investigate the USS Liberty, the World Trade Centers, or any other despicable act committed against the free-loving, wonderful people of America. What are your thoughts?
Well, I can't argue with that, Phil. I think you're correct. If your listeners want to learn more about what the Citizen Investigation Team, their methods, all the evidence is there. You don't have to buy anything or purchase a DVD or anything. The National Security Alert is the name of the film that they made, And all the evidence is there, complete with all the witnesses' testimony. They interviewed in additional files other witnesses that they found since then. None have contradicted their the main story that basically the aircraft could not possibly have created the damage at the Pentagon. It had to fly over the Pentagon and away. And people ask, well, what happened to the aircraft? What happened to the pilot, to the planes, and to the passengers? And the answer to those questions need to be demanded from the government, because we have factual information that shows that that aircraft did not crash into the Pentagon.
Okay, Sheldon, now I understand. I totally understand it, and I agree with you. But who would concoct such a insane false flag operation on one building, one and two, and set in the Pentagon? Who is involved with this? Because it just didn't happen to the United States false flagging themselves, did it? Or what are your thoughts?
It would have to be somebody whose interests were served by it. And if you look at the fortunes of Al-Qaeda since then, or what they call Al-Qaeda, you don't see much evidence that they benefited very greatly from it. The state of Israel is the only real national security beneficiary. They got their big brother, the United States, to basically pick a fight with all their Israel's enemies that surround them. And that's not a bad position to be in if you're a little country in the middle of a very hostile group of people who are becoming very much more hostile by the action of the United States and Israel.
Oh, that's 300%, 10,000%, by the way. But, Sheldon, here we have one of the greatest nations in the world, the most giving, the most loving, the most caring. They were going on. We're broke. You know, we give Israel all this money. In fact, I think that the last 3 years they got more money for foreign aid for their armed forces and their military than we did. So, with the Congress and the president, and we got elections coming up pretty quick. I know both sides are playing against the middle. I know that Benjamin Netanyahu, who wants Romney to get elected, and because he was snubbed not only once but several times by Obama, which I give him credit for that. He did take a stand. But it makes no difference who the president is. The Congress are the ones that write the check. The Congress are the ones that bought and paid for. So how do we take care of that situation?
Well, how do we get the will of the people to the surface in any discussion of our national interest, Phil? We're losing our democracy by the day, and it's for the sake of the military-industrial complex and the warmongers who just want to continue to pursue an empire here. Apparently, empires and democracy don't go together very long, and that's our main problem. We've got to insist that we want our democracy back. We want the Constitution back. We don't want to be a paranoid, helpless, pitiful giant that has its citizens go through a body search every time they get on an airplane. We're seeing all this, and we as citizens need to stand up and say it's enough and make them show show their cards before we go to war, basically.
Well, you know, it's very interesting you say that, you know, show their cards. But in a conflict like you did for over 300 missions, you knew it could be your last But you did it anyway. You did it for love of country. You did it for your family. You did it for self. You did it for your fellow servicemen. You know, Semper Fi. You did it for that. And you know, is it all worth it? I mean, you know, the are we all brainwashed? You know, I love country. I do anything for my country. But I've smartened up a little bit. I trust the people that run this damn country, and it's about that the United States, the United States American people wake up to this fact that, hey, we're being hoodwinked, we're being taken down the tank by a country that's richer than us, and we're paying them off, and our Congress is letting them do it along with our presidents. I mean, I just don't understand it and never will. It drives me crazy when my shipmates were murdered by the government of Israel, and we told them who did it, and they told us to shut up or we go to prison or worse. So, I mean, how much more worse can it get? How much more bad?
Well, it can get a lot worse. We can wind up in a nuclear war over this. Just blindly following what the warmongers among us would have us do. I'm very worried about that possibility. We survived the Cold War, which I really doubted at some point. Sometimes during my life, I doubted we would survive that because I thought we were probably going to go to war at some point. And son of a gun, we didn't. But this could be different.
Well, I think it's a lot different for several reasons. First is Russia. Second is China. Pakistan. We have many, many people with nuclear weapons that let's face it, what has happened in the Muslim world and around the world, we are hated by the world. And we are the most giving country in the world, and we're hate, and it all comes down to our passionate attack to Israel.
Well, Phil, you're absolutely right. There are a great many countries that do hate us for our actions, our foreign policy. I don't know how long we can expect to drop bombs from drone aircraft over countries, kill women and children, and wreck their infrastructure. Still expect them to take us seriously when we say we love peace. But the on the other hand, we have a lot of people in the Western world. My next door neighbor is a Canadian, and he keeps reminding me that the world looks up to us as leaders, and that they're not too happy with the leadership we're showing, but basically, they still consider us, a great many of them, to be the best hope of civilization, and we're blowing it.
Well,
Bart is still on?
Yeah, I'm still here.
I'll let us hear your thoughts as well, Bart.
Well, I think, Shelton, what you said, you've hit the nail right on the head. And it's unfortunate that our republic is being run by a bunch of international gangsters. And what's really sad is that Israel is being run by a bunch of Zionists, and these are the people that are causing the problem. Now, you have a lot of Jews that are very much against Zionism, and they're speaking out against it. And I can name some. Alfred Lowenthal, he's deceased now, and Mark Lane, and people like this. So you can't blame all the Jewish people, not in any way, but you've got the Zionists who are running Israel, and they are controlling this government. It's a Zionist-occupied government, and our Congress is controlled by them, and our Congress is bought and controlled by these people. And this is a tragedy, and the American people should get up and realize this.
Just on RBN, real news, real talk, real people, because you can't handle the truth.
and effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
They said that Israeli forces knew not of the liberties, true identity, and so they took advantage of the serenity.
We have a lot of people out there listening to this show, and I certainly appreciate that. Your input, whenever you want to give it, is respected, honored by not only me, but of course, RBN. But I do have to say this: I have, you know, two great American heroes on my show. Your Voice Counts, and this great station, RBN, because we love our country. We do this for a reason, and we want our country to survive. And in my view, and I'm not going to speak for these gentlemen, but in my view, if we continue on the road that we're going, and I know both of you know about the Samson option, that's a possibility, because Israel will not go down. They'll take the whole world with them. And whether you'd like to comment that or not, that's up to you, but that's my view. Go ahead.
Still, you're cutting out.
Well, that was before, and I apologize. I really apologize for that. I'll repeat myself. I have great American heroes on Your Voice Counts, RBN, because that's why we're doing this, and wanted to survive. In my, if we continue. We're going with the support of Israel, like we're doing, will be used, and we both know what that is.
Well, I think you're correct. I didn't get all of that. You're cutting out a little bit, but they, basically, the bottom line is that American citizens have to be have to wake up, have to pay attention. They can't be obsessed with the latest game show or talent show on television. They've got to be paying attention to what's going on in the world. If we had, I know it hadn't been brought up, but John F. Kennedy was president when I graduated from college, and or he would have been. He was struck down in his prime by what looked to be some of the same forces that are controlling things these days. And I think if we had called him to account at that time, we wouldn't be facing this situation. But they got away with it. We didn't investigate, and we paid the consequences. Anybody there?
Yes.
Phil, I can't hear you either.
We're still here. I'm just trying to get on another number here. You guys go ahead, Kid Betts, whatever you want to talk about, but I got to get this figured out because I can't be heard. So you guys go ahead and talk, please.
Let me just urge everybody that's listening to go to Citizen Investigation Team, citizeninvestigationteam.com, and take a look at the evidence there. Take a look at the film, National Security Alert, and there's another short film in there that's a companion piece to that that features interviews with the taxi driver whose taxi cab was allegedly hit by the first light pole that the aircraft struck. Well, and listen very carefully to what he says in his interview or afterwards, because we have what is very close to the first confession by a co-conspirator, by somebody who participated in the operation there. He doesn't come right out and say it. It's a little bit coy. But listen to what he says and take a look at that, because it's the closest thing we have to a confession by a perpetrator. I'd also refer the listeners to Pilots for 9/11 Truth is a website that has a great deal of information. It's the website that Citizen Investigation Team was on when they were making their basically their breakthroughs in the research. So drop into that site as well. It is not all pilots, and it's not very technical. You can follow along with this discussion, and just about all the 9/11 topics are covered there. Do you have anything to add, Bart?
Yeah, along with what you said, Shelton, I think the crux of the whole thing right now, this day and age, is 9/11. If 9/11 can be exposed, and I mean have a good independent 9/11 commission, get exposed, you will see how the news media is controlled, how our government's been operating from behind the scenes with the Council on Foreign Relations and the Bilderbergs, and how they control our Senate and Congress, and how the American people are being brainwashed. And I think what Shelton has said about Pilots for 9/11 Truth and National Security Alert, these are very, very important things to consider. And
okay, folks, here we go into another break. Hang on. I'm on a different phone here, a different line. I apologize for all the goof-ups, but that does happen on live radio. So hang in there, folks. We got another good half hour to go and a lot of talk. So, you know, just support your sponsors on RBN. We'll be right back with you. Thank you both gentlemen for hanging on. Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Got a pretty good run here going. I hope you can hear me better, but like I say, this is live radio. It does happen, but I wanted to make sure that what I said earlier came through very loud and clear, is that we have two American heroes that speak up for their country. We have a United States Marine Corps pilot that put his rear end in the seat every day, and he didn't know if he was going to live or die. Thank God he came home. And he's here to tell everybody his story, what he thinks about what's going on, as well as Barton Van Ness, a very distinguished and a dear friend of mine. And we've become friends over the last few years. But folks, my reach and my output on this radio show is to save America. And that is, this may sound cold, but to hell with everybody else, because whoever comes helps us. Nobody. Let's stop old 4 and 8. To everybody, let's get this country going. Let's get it going fast. And try to save us from going off that cliff. We don't need to give Israel $7 billion or $7 million a week In fact, I think they've gotten $3 trillion in the last 30 years or 40 years. It doesn't make any difference. $3 trillion in over a billion years is a lot of money. But we have a couple of people that called in, and I always want to get them in. And folks, we're gonna go through these callers. So I'll tell you what, Bart and Shelton, hang loose, and we're gonna take Rick from Hawaii. Rick, come on up, please, if you can hear us.
Good afternoon. Great show. Appreciate what you guys are doing. I wanted to mention Benjamin Friedman, the famous former Zionist insider, who said in 1961 that the Zionists and their co-religionists rule these United States as though they were absolute monarchs. That was over 50 years ago. This question about how we're going to turn it around, I think the media is a lost cause. The media is not doing anything at all for us. I really think it's going to have to come maybe from the churches. There are people like Reverend Ted Pike and Pastor Charles E. Carlson of We Hold These Truths. There's Hugh Akins, E. Michael Jones, a number of different people are working across the Christian spectrum to try to educate Christians to what's been going on. And as I've been trying to bring this information to people's attention for the last 10 years, it's remarkable how few people are interested. And it just seems to me that people need to be led, and that really comes down to be a function of the churches. And if we could ever get some momentum inside the churches, we might make some headway. That's all I've got to say. Appreciate the show. Thanks so much.
Great.
Okay. Thanks, Rick, and thanks
Phil,
for calling.
Can I say something?
All right. Either Phil, one of you can take that, please.
Phil, could I say something?
Sure. Go ahead.
This is Bart. What the gentleman just said, he is absolutely correct. Amen. And I can say this: that one of the things that's happened, the churches have failed us now. I think, you know, we have the Zionists, we have the Zionist Jews, but we also have the Christian Zionists, and these people are dangerous. These are the people that are leading us down the primrose path. And,
are you talking about John Hagee? Are you talking about John Hagee, a person like that?
Yeah, a guy like him and Pat Robertson and those people like that, as far as I'm concerned, and I'm going to speak very plainly, I think John Hagee's got his synagogue of Satan down there in Texas, and as far as I'm concerned, people like that are phony as a $3 bill, and they are misleading the people wrong. And there's scripture that shows that they're wrong, but they won't listen to it. There's plenty of biblical scripture. Thank God for people like Ted Pike. He has done an excellent job, and this Reverend Carlson. So. This gentleman is absolutely correct.
Okay, thank you, Bart. And we got another call from Anthony from California. Please come on, Anthony. Thank you for calling. Your voice counts. What's on your mind?
Thank you, gentlemen, and that was an extremely interesting caller. Looking at it from that perspective, and you gentlemen, as you pointed out, the Christian Zionist, the John Hagee, he happens to be on that video, where is VPRO, V-P-R-O, and then you can go to YouTube and type that in and backlight, and then look for the Israeli lobby, and he is in that video. So, yeah, they are dangerous, extremely dangerous, because the people that are involved, where is that problem with the people that listen to him? What was amazing when I watched that video was that there were so many black people in there, and they're all shaking their head up and down. Yeah, yeah, let's attack. He's calling for the attack of Iran. And so also I just want to mention that, like, we have to remember Larry Silverstein was the front man for the board members of the that own those buildings. And, of course, the money that he collected, all the money when he was in the millions, then he come out with the billions. And So, I mean, and then if you look at, as you mentioned, you gentlemen mentioned 9/11, the Building 7, you know, how could just a fire break out and that building go down within its footprint as the rest of them have gone in the foot? There's a lot more to all of this. Now, I understand that AE 9/11 Truth, that they don't want to talk anything about Larry Silverstein. They want to just keep to the technicalities, which I appreciate that, but evidently they've been attacked of some sort of anti-Semitic group or whatever. I'm only guessing at that. Now, one more issue here is Netanyahu. Netanyahu went to school with Mitt Romney here at Harvard, right? He went to Harvard. So they're real bed buddies. And so whatever Netanyahu wants, Mitt Romney is going to do. And the big thing, I think that they're a little worried if Obama gets in the second time, that he may just start to say, wait a minute. And that's why they want Mitt Romney in it, because he's a shoo-in as the next president of Israel and United States. So there's a lot more, but I want to hear what you gentlemen have to say about some of the things I've mentioned. And, of course, Israel, in my opinion, will be the first to use the nukes. And what happened to the USS Liberty, Phil and Mark's book, What I Saw That Day, everybody should have one. There's no doubt about it. It's just sickening after you read the book. I don't want to say any more. I really get mad. Okay, thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Anthony. Listen, Sheldon or Barton, either one of you want to take that up, and then I'll have a follow up. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Sheldon.
I'll just say that Anthony seems to be quite aware of what's going on. I do know that Richard Gage, the head of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, he's had a very great deal. He's had a great deal of success, and it's getting a bigger audience. That film, his film on the towers, has been on PBS recently, and it's getting a lot of play in public television as well. So. But I do know that Richard Gage tries to stick very close to the physical evidence, and that's probably the reason he's not bringing personalities into it. He's not a very aggressive fellow as far as making accusations. He's very careful, and that has come back to bite him a couple of times, but I think we all have a role to play, and I think... getting the truth out there is a very good thing to do, no matter how far you take it.
Yeah, Sheldon, you know, sir, I'll tell you, you made a very, very astute comment, no matter how far you want to take it. Now, how far is how far? So we don't know that, but we do know this, that Israel has nuclear weapons. If it's 1, 300 or 400 or 1,000 or 5,000, a nuclear weapon is a nuclear weapon, and there it goes. Now, we have a caller from Jim from California. This could be James Morris from California. If it is, welcome aboard, James, and go ahead and make your comments.
Just tuned in late here. I missed last week's show. Hope it was a good one. You know, I'm just going to be weighing in with the other side here. That Valentino's Ghost film that I've mentioned a couple times on your show just screened recently at the Venice Film Festival about a month ago now. And I just heard it's going to screen at the Doha Tribeca Film Festival in Qatar, and it's supposed to screen at the Dubai Film Festival in December. Doha Tribeca is next month. And, of course, it has the exchange that I had with the 9/11 Commission co-chair, Lee Hamilton, and we talk about real 9/11 truth, and that's U.S. support for Israel. And the question I'd like to pose to your guests, and I'll sign off and listen to their response on air because I don't want to take up too much time, is the bottom line. Well, first of all, for Anthony, who just called in with Building 7, It didn't fall into its own footprint. It basically was a fire that started from the debris coming from World Trade Center, from the towers 1 and 2, impacted Building 7. The diesel fuel caught on fire. The steel was weakened and it fell. That's rubbish about falling into its own footprint. That's a big conspiracy theory. You can go to representativepress.org to get the truth on that. But the question I'd like to, you know, address here or mention to your guests, and I respect them. I know Bart Van Ness has done a lot of work helping to get the truth out with various publications. And your other guest is a respected Navy pilot, who I think was trained.
I think he was
with Marine Corps. My mistake. I remember that from when he was on before. Marine Corps pilot. I respect Marine Corps pilots the best anyway. They fly low, and it was a Navy professor I had at, or a Navy pilot was a professor at UCLA, and he said, those Marine pilots fly too fast and low for me. So that tells
okay,
me
now,
to know.
I want to break in here. I want to break in right quick, James. I just want to say this. Your contention is this, that the reason that the people, whoever did it, flew into the towers and to the Pentagon and then eventually flew into Pennsylvania was perpetrated because of a passion and attachment towards Israel. Now,
of course. It's just
what you also say is that you do not believe that Israel had anything to do with bringing down any of the towers or the planes.
I think Israel knew it was coming. I think if you look at those Mossad agents that were quietly deported back to Israel, they were holding up cigarette lighters right in New Jersey on the Hudson River, looking at the burning World Trade Center towers after the attack, and they're holding up cigarette lighters like at a rock concert saying, our war with the Palestinians is your war now. So yeah, I'm not saying Israel didn't know it was coming, but to say that Israel did it and explosives were in the towers, that's just ridiculous.
Wait a minute. Let's get a comment from Bart.
Yeah, but before they get the call, let me just pose a question and I'll sign off. Here's the deal.
James, hang on. Let Bart respond to you. You're not going to get cut off. Go ahead, Bart.
I'd like to say something right now. You've got scientific fact and laws of physics that have shown.
No, but you, sir, you've got in your and that's
wait,
what people
you,
like
you,
Richard
you,
Gage
who
have laws in their science.
No, you've
forward.
Got Vapor Lock of the Crane.
You can't take that as fact. Hold it.
Let's not talk over each other.
I'll let this conspiracy hour go, but the bottom line is it was U.S. support for Israel that brought down the towers. And what I wanted to say in closing, if there was a conspiracy, which there wasn't, CIA Bin Laden unit head Michael Shore, you can hear his call at tinyurl.com/911 motive media betrayal. You can see his response to my question. The bottom line is this. Why didn't Cheney and Bush remain in power if there was such an elaborate conspiracy? It's bullshit. Thank you.
Well, I got to say something to him, too. Can I say something?
You should say anything you want. This is a free radio broadcast.
This gentleman has insulted me before. He insulted Shelton Langford before. He insulted a certain Army colonel, I think. And he won't listen to anybody. And as far as I'm concerned, in my opinion, he's intellectually dishonest. He has vapor lock of the cranial cavity. And who knows? He may be doing this. This may be cognitive disinformation. It makes me a little hot. Shel, do you want to make a comment?
Sure, Bart. I've seen this tactic before. There's people I engage with in the chat rooms online that keep running through this. They keep telling me that Building 7 just fell down. It was just one of those things because of diesel fuel and office fires and everything else. And no building in history has ever fallen in the way that Building 7 did without explosives. There was absolute free fall, matter of record, free fall of the structure for the first 2.3 seconds, and that was admitted by NIST, who did the analysis for the government and concluded it was just the fires that brought it down. But free fall proves that it could not have been fire. It had to be explosive because no building in history has ever fallen in that manner without the aid of explosives.
Okay, let me break in here. In 1940s, the Empire State Building was hit by a very big airplane, and it barely moved. And they did not have fireproofing equipment on their beams at that time because they didn't have it, and it stood. So if jet fuel or whatever was supposed to burn those beams down, how come the Empire State Building just didn't fall over or fall down on its footsteps? That's what I got to figure. I can't figure it out.
Well, jet fuel had nothing to do with the collapse of anything because it can't. It's kerosene, as Bart said. It's not anything magic about jet fuel. It's just
Here comes up a break.
I'll be back in a second, Phil. I got to go away for a second.
Okay, hang on, folks. Remember, your sponsor's RBN. This is a show that wants to get the truth out. And you know, we may all agree to disagree, but we all love America. See you in a minute.
Are you concerned about fluoride, chlorine, parasites, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Dalton ceramic water filters have been made continuously since 1827 and are used by disaster relief organizations and in third world countries to supply safe drinking water. Not only do we offer gravity filter systems, but also under the sink and countertop systems. Our replacement filters can be used to upgrade your existing system. And, unlike some other filters on the market, Dalton filters do not have to be primed. For more information, call us at 800-696-1435, 800-696-1435, or order online at Dalton.com. That's Dalton.com.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Welcome back, folks. Here we go to the last few minutes of the show. And thank you for listening. And I wanted to, you know, we got a little discussion there about, you know, this, that, or the other, and who thinks this happened or who thinks that happened. But I wanted to close the show off and then let you guys hit it out. But what I know is a fact is this, that the state of Israel got by with cold-blooded, premeditated murder on the high seas
when they knew we were an American ship, one of the most sophisticated spy ships in the world, the USS Liberty. That's a fact. And we have eyewitnesses that are still alive and willing to testify in front of Congress, in front of a library, in front of a kindergarten school. But they got by with cold-blooded, premeditated murder, and that is the government of Israel, and that is a fact. It happened 45 years ago, and they're still getting by with it. And it's being covered up by the United States government, from the president to the Congress. And so, folks, we can debate all this other stuff, but I do believe that the towers came down from explosives. That's what I believe. And I do believe that the towers were hit all because of our passionate attachment for Israel. And both of you could take it, or one of you, but I do have to thank you both for being on Your Voice Counts. You're welcome back anytime again. I respect you very, very, very much for your patriotism and your being great Americans. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Shelton.
Phil, thank you very much for having us and for the discussion. I look forward to hearing more.
Well, I hope so, and I hope you'll come back on, because you're a person that is in the know, and, you know, with all these architects and engineers that say this, and then several people say no. I mean, I don't see the logic in it. I just don't see the logic. It said that these things came down. They were blown down. It was an imploded explosion. And how does Building 7 come down? Because it got hit by some parts of an airplane and some diesel fuel caught on fire, and the whole building collapses. Impossible, in my view. Because I used to be a firefighter. I know all this stuff. I don't know everything. But I do know that those buildings had firefighting retardant on them about 6.5 to 7 inches thick, even before they would start to burn. So, yeah. Folks, you know, it's a discussion we could go on and on with, but it is a, I think it's a false flag, like the Liberty, and I think that there was more people involved in it than others. And either one of you could say this. Who do you think was involved in it with the United States of America? Please go ahead.
Well, I think you're right. There's proof that Israel was involved with it. Of course, with our government too, and they should be held to account for it. But you know what bothers me so much? Some people just cannot be faced with the truth, and they result to insulting other people, and I think it's uncalled for. I mean, you have a right to agree. And
listen, hey, Mark, we have to get off the air.
I'm not going to let a guy like that push me around, I'll tell you.
Listen, God bless both of you. God bless America. Let's keep this nation safe, please. And Israel, do not pull any tricks. No false flags. Don't start a war to bring America into it, because we're not falling for it anymore. God bless America.
Yeah, I'd like to come back again sometime.
You can anytime you want to.
Okay.
Both of you can. Take care, folks.